This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. America has such a wealth of so much, but one exception for many, free time. There's a conference in New York today about what the organizers are calling America's time famine, long hours, skimpy vacation time policies. And for those who are eligible for vacation days, many are left feeling that they should not take them. That can be bad for employees and companies alike. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has an example from Washington, D.C.
Christine Donnelly and Ted Phillips have plenty in common. They're longtime colleagues at a D.C. museum.
I've worked here for about 22 years.
And I've been working here for about 21 years.
They also share a passion for history and a mutual admiration. Their long tenure earns them ample vacation time, 5 weeks. How they use it or don't is what sets the pair apart, far apart.
I use all of my time every year.
That's nothing like Ted.
Our leave system permits us to carry over 240 hours of leave each year. I've been carrying over 240 hours a year for as long as I can remember.
He takes only the leave he stands to lose and keeps working even when he's technically off.
When I have taken longer vacations, I come back and find that the workload is piled up.
Both say their bosses support work-life balance, but Ted believes avoiding vacation is vital to his performance. Christine believes the opposite, just as strongly.
If they want me to perform at my best, then they should be happy I'm taking my vacation time.
Many HR professionals agree with Christine. Workers who take vacation come back refreshed and productive, which is also good for company profits. But these days, more and more Americans think like Ted. Adam Sachs with Oxford Economics is author of several studies of this trend.
There's this culture of the work martyr, where people feel they are honored for not taking all of their time, or, you know, somewhat looked down upon for taking all of their time off.
His clients in the travel industry, unsurprisingly, take a dim view of the average American leaving 5 vacation days on the table a year. America's dicey healthcare system plays a role, too. Many workers hoard their vacation to use as sick days. Creating a workplace culture that supports vacation requires management buy-in. Colleagues can help, too.
I would definitely say that Ted should take 2 weeks off and have a true vacation.
And he is considering a trip to Spain, though he might keep emailing through it.
Some habits are hard to break.
Indeed. In Washington, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.